My knowledge. I think I have enough knowledge to, get away with a good interview with our own, with everyone at Free State Live. But yeah, I need to get, if I ever encounter a, find myself being interviewed or surprised by, difficult questions, then I've got some other books to read. I finished Breaking Away by what's called, well, it's by Ryan McMacken last week. That was a really good one. I bought that earlier this year, and I finally got to it. And right now, I'm reading American Nations by Colin Woodward, The History of the 11 Rival Regional Cultures of North America. So it's definitely filling in some knowledge for that's really relevant to what we're doing. And yeah, we need a treasurer. Scott Scheller doesn't seem to be getting back to me about that. I'm assuming he's not interested, so I'm gonna have to do an invite to the groups. That'll be really nice. And then I gotta talk with Dennis about, I don't know if, I don't think we're doing the pavilion for the debate. Gotta get the debate scheduled still.
Is that for Porkfest you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what else? Yeah. Need a treasurer. That's the biggest thing right now, is need a treasurer. We got our due date coming up, and we're also getting our, what's it called, renewal for the mailbox.
Do I see Ian there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. It seems like everybody's getting ready for Pork Fest, so.
Yeah.
Hello, Joseph.
Okay, I don't think I know you, Joseph. Maybe you want to introduce yourself? Oh. Hey. I do know you. We can't hear you, though, if you're speaking. I can see you.
Yeah, my microphone was not on. I think I clicked the wrong link.
Yeah, well, we can hear you now, so you're good.
Well, I had some progress with the aerial advertising this week. Got a couple quotes from people that were in the more closer to $500 an hour range, so $600. I've contacted one of the two that's based in Nashua. Since he's based there, he wouldn't have to fly to Nashua in order to run the banner out of Nashua, so that'll save a little bit of money. He doesn't seem to be the best at responding to emails, though, so I'm going to follow up with him by phone this week and see if I can lock in getting this thing moving forward for sometime in May instead of doing it in June. And then maybe we'll do another one in Laconia in June over the Bike Fest. So that's currently my plan on that one. Matt, did you hear back from the UNH people on any further modifications?
No, I didn't, Ian, and I didn't reply to them last week. Not anything other than just swamped with other stuff, and I can do that right now though. I know I didn't get to it last week. Let me hold on 1 second. Hold on, Ian.
All right, cool.
Okay, yeah, I got my email up right now. Let me go back to... Oh, okay, next week... this is kind of be fun. Next week in Weir... we'll be shooting the video advertisement for the Club 75 Alliance.
You will be?
Well, I mean, I'll be there. I have no idea what Steve Vallee has arranged, but I'll be there, a part of it. So it's happening 2 p.m. next week. So if you want me to ask Steve any questions about, you know, what he wants to do, or he can help out with other things, like I have no idea where, you know, who he got for a shooter, or, you know, but I can certainly find out, see what his connections are, and maybe we can, you know, get some help with, you know, the regular Nexit stuff. Let me...
You're talking about getting help with video production?
Yeah, that's what... This is what Steve has. Are you guys available next Saturday, May 6th at 2 p.m. at the warehouse to shoot the video ad? The latest script is attached. And then, yeah, he wants to shoot an ad for Club 75 Alliance. You know, I think we got to find out more about his connections because, hey, you know, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence would probably like to shoot an ad. I know... What's it called? You know, the Texit campaign was doing nice little 1 minute clips that, you know, were really, you know, good nuggets. Definitely want to get over, you know, I'll be talking to people and making relationships, and we'll see how next week goes. And then, Ian, if you guys want to think of like questions for me to bring next week, sure. I mean, that's good. I'm sure. I don't think Steve would have a problem if you guys showed up too. I don't think that. I'm sure Steve would be happy to have you guys.
I'm not really sure what we're talking about. He's recording a commercial for Club 75 Alliance.
Yes.
And I don't know why he would want us to show up. I mean, we don't have the same philosophy on things. I mean, I like Steve. I'm glad he's doing what he's doing, but
okay.
I mean, he's not really, I don't feel like he's really aligned with most of the people who attend these meetings. I mean, what was it? Like, he's in favor of secession, but only with permission from the federal government. And it's like, that seems like a non-starter to me, but I wish him the best.
Okay.
And I hope he can get more wealthy secession supporting people to move here. So, I mean, I think that what he's doing is ultimately
that's a good thing,
but
and that's the value of it. Yeah. All right. Attaches version 3, which includes additional word piece for the question 2. I think it's probably the only place it makes sense to add in terms of deliverables. You provide our polling clients with a report, which you are then free to distribute as you wish. We only create and send out press releases based upon questions that constitute our own independent research. And I think what we wanted to reply to them was, can we, I want to reply all. Okay. Apply all. We want to ask them, can we pick, we would be providing the funds for these questions, let's just pick the 5 questions we want to counter. That's right. We wanted to counter offer them with questions. So they gave us their first 5, and we wanted to actually reply back saying that we'd like to have these specific 5. Okay, that's what we wanted.
I don't know if it was 5, yes. They've asked 2 and 1. They have like a question 4, which has 2 questions in the 1 question. So I'm not exactly sure what their rules are on how a quote unquote question works. But if you pull up my email to you, the most recent one, it's got the specific questions coming out of the Survey USA that I thought were the most useful. And if you've got too much on your plate and you want to pass them over to me, I mean, I can negotiate, you know, working this thing out, since I'm going to be likely coughing up most of the funds. For this, I can do the fundraising, and then you don't have to worry about collecting donor information or anything like that. I don't know. That's a possibility if you don't want to handle it.
Oh, I mean, Ian, if you want to continue on with the communication with the university, I'm happy to let you do that and get you in on this email.
Yeah,
thing.
If you want me to take it over, just introduce me. And reply to them, and then introduce me, and I'll come in with
cool. Thanks.
With
because
whatever.
Right now it's like we got. I need to get a treasurer. Like I need to prepare. We have our filing period. So everything since last November needs to be reported this May 8th, and then I need to get an actual treasurer. So I would yes. Thank you. Yes. Okay.
Let's
find the most recent link
in
the chat.
Reply.
Yeah, we just got to go where we have momentum. Okay, let me. Okay, I forwarded that to you, so now I'm just going to reply all and include you on it in the CC. Okay, Ian@freetalklive.com. That's a good one, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, cool. All right, let's work on what we're going to say. Hey, Zach et al. Ian Freeman from Nexit.us will be conducting the final coordination of the survey with you guys. He has a few further, is a few more questions he'd like to ask regarding the survey. Please continue to keep me, keep Alu and I in the email chain. We are all working together on this project. Okay, does that sound good, Ian? Guys?
I can hear you.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll just read once more. Ian Freeman from Nexus.us will be conducting the final coordination of the survey with you guys. He has a few more questions he'd like to ask regarding the survey. Please continue to keep Alu and I in the email chain. We're all working together on this project. Thank you, and have a great weekend, Matt. Okay, and everybody we've been talking to from UNH is CC'd on that email, Ian, so you should get it too. Just let me know that you got it. Forgot to mention that you were CC'd. Oh no. Ian, can you confirm receipt? Thank
you so much. Stand by. Confirmed. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay.
I'll get on that today.
Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, Sean, Zach, and Andrew, you know, I met all of them. They're nice guys. Of course, Alu's there too. Y'all already know him. So, all right, sweet. Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Ian. this is a team effort.
All right. Anybody else got anything going on?
I guess that's pretty much it.
Did we ever make any progress on the crypto stuff?
I mean, I made the wallet.
Right.
We did the wallet last week. Let me just log into our BitPay again and see if something popped up.
Okay.
Okay, looks like, ooh, got a, all right, guys. So one of the members from the New Hampshire Independence Signal chat just emailed me back, someone who's interested in being treasurer. Oh, that's what I, oh, that was Ruby. Very quickly, so I'm very happy. So
anyone we know?
His name is Connor.
Connor Dragotis or a different
yes.
Connor?
Nope, that's him.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's great.
All right, cool. So, Ian, he's a go for you. You trust him?
I mean, obviously, he's new, but yeah, he seems really trustworthy. He's the guy that moved in late last year. He's got a family. He's been on a few of our calls here. He's moved up from Connecticut, I think, if I recall correctly. Or no, I think it might have been a different state. But he works for a investigative journalism place in Connecticut. Seems like a real sharp young guy.
Yeah, that guy. I know that guy. Yeah, we've definitely... He's come out to some of our meetups, too.
Yep. Yeah, he's come out to some stuff. He's very, very... seems very intelligent, very well-spoken. I think he's great. He'll be an asset. Okay.
Yeah, you. Cool.
Ian, right. I just jumped on the call, but that's a heck of an introduction. Thank you.
Oh, is that Connor right now?
Oh. Oh, is that you, Connor?
I literally just hopped on, like, 30 seconds ago, as soon as I heard investigative journalism, I just shut my mouth and let you finish. You're very kind. Thank you.
Connor, thanks for jumping in on the call. This is great. I guess, okay. So let me think. What can we talk about? So,
yeah, sorry to be I'm just picking up some stuff.
Okay, yeah, so I guess I wasn't anticipating talking to you this quickly after the call out. I was like, maybe I'll talk with him tomorrow. So the way what's up, guys?
Just saying, feel free to give me a call at your convenience if you'd prefer to chat separately.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there are one or two things. Okay, well, I guess while we're all here, Ian and Chris, you guys have questions for Connor about New Hampshire independence and what he thinks about it all?
No, I don't see why I would have any questions.
Yeah, it sounds like he's obviously a supporter, on board. So.
Oh, okay, all right. So, Connor, you are a resident of New Hampshire, correct?
I am, yes. I live in Winchester.
All right, cool. All right, sweet. Yeah. Treasurer has to be a resident of New Hampshire. That's like the only position that actually has to be a resident of New Hampshire. Do you have any foreign citizenship at all?
I do not have any foreign citizenship, no.
All right, cool. And do you have a federal government clearance at all?
I do not, no.
All right, good. All right, perfect. All right, sweet. Let's see. So those things, that's good. That's all important. Let me think here. So the way treasurer duty works is that we file with the state. So the state is our audit. You know, last year when we were formed, we had filings maybe every month to us every 2 weeks. We would file with the state to report our expenses and receipts. Those are, you know, the basic requirements that we do with for treasurer or for filing. So basically, our files with the state are a matter of public record, so citizens can look them up and see what our political committee has spent money on. Our bank is the Bank of New Hampshire, so the branch that I go to is in Manchester. We have a single checking account with them. Right now, our funds are, we are a pack of modest means. We have $316 in change right now, and our two annual expenses, for the most part, are the website and the mailbox. So we have a mailbox, which is at the UPS store in Seabrook, and the website that we manage on WordPress. Those are our two annual expenses. Everybody on the pack is a volunteer, so we don't collect a salary. Everybody works a full-time job, so we do this for the love of it, which is pretty cool. The other individuals on the pack right now are, so there's me, Matt Saborn D. Schwanier. I'm the chairman. I created the pack last year with at the request of the president for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, Elliot Axelman. Perhaps you've met him. We had the CACR 32 bill last year, and then I see there's a caller like, hey, we need to have a PAC. I volunteered to start it, and now we've got four guys, and we'd like to get a fifth guy. The other members of the PAC are Derek Prue, who is the PAC's ambassador to the New Brunswick Freedom Project. He is also the New Hampshire lead on Defend the Guard. Derek was the treasurer before, but with his commitments to Defend the Guard and the New Brunswick Freedom Project, we weren't able to work out all of the duties. Everybody's got a lot of tasks. Everyone who's working really hard, their task list fills up really quickly. So Derek is still on the account. We have two people on the bank account right now. You never let one person be in charge of all the money. You would be added, Connor, to the bank account as well, and you probably would get a debit card. in your name as well for, you know, on behalf of the pack. One of the strategies that we tried last year in order to promote accountability within the pack for issuing checks to the representatives that we support, and, you know, we try to, you know, as of the election last year, last November, about 80% of our contributions went directly to candidates, which is what I love. Now, you know, it's a little bit past the election, and now it's more like 50-50 with operations, or I should say spending on the pack itself. Like, we had to get a table for Liberty Forum. We bought shirts. We sell shirts. That's how we raise some money as well. People can become monthly donors by our website, nipack.org. It donates to our Anadot account, which then gets imported, you know, 2 days after a donation. It's brought into the bank account for Bank of New Hampshire. Let me think here. What else? So, yeah, we got two people on the account. You know, we are in need of more donors. We're looking to, you know, advertise and increase our donations. You know, we have the mailbox that's due is like $380 for the mailbox for the next year. We have 316, so we're a little short. We need to come up with some funds over the next few days. What else is going on here? I've created a Bitcoin wallet on my Edge wallet that we can use for accepting Bitcoin. One of the things that I wanted to do is highlight, you know, New Hampshire is someplace where an individual can live completely off of cryptocurrency. And I want the pack to highlight that kind of lifestyle by allowing people to donate in cryptocurrency. But we report to the state in dollars. So as far as for ease and accuracy of reporting, I wanted to have a system where if somebody were to donate in crypto, it would then get donated automatically into our bank account. So, you know, there's less room for human error. But right now, our BitPay, and I'm on the website right now for our BitPay, it still says it's pending, and I started that application back in November. This is very frustrating because this is something that we all, you know, this is something that's cool about New Hampshire is that you can live off of other kinds of currencies. Obviously, are you familiar with the gold back? Like, we can accept gold backs for donations as well. They just get converted to cash, into fiat before getting dumped into the bank account. Let me think here. Right now we have, with Anadot, we have two. I tried to create a second fund, you know, a PAC fund and an operations fund. So the money that we had for what goes to candidates and the money that was spent in for operations for maintaining the PAC. Like, what else have we spent money on? We've spent money on envelopes for mailing checks and stamps for mailing checks. We always try to, if a candidate has a website, we'll try to donate directly to them so that way they can get the funds sooner. But sometimes if they don't have a website, we have to mail them a check. And we did run into some problems last year, with mailing checks is that, you know, I would make a relationship. I would establish a relationship with a candidate and then, our treasurer, Derek, would have the checkbook. And so then I would try to communicate to Derek, hey, we need to mail this candidate a check because we want to be spending other people's money wisely. But this actually made it ineffective with getting checks out to candidates. And we had two candidates last year who missed their checks in the mail. And as it turns out, so this is a generational thing. A lot of younger generations have never actually sent something in the mail before. And I never would have known to have asked that. Derek's an Army vet, and when he went to boot camp, he was able to look at his phone every 2 weeks, so he never had to send a letter before in the mail. So we tried sending checks to two candidates who ended up not winning their elections. And, you know, who knows how much $100 or $200 makes in a local election in New Hampshire, but we tried again in the springtime, you know, and then we still had a candidate get their who was running for like a city council, missed their check. So I'm like, okay, we need to adjust tactics, we need to get a new treasurer. So I, even though we're getting a new treasurer, I'll be maintaining control of the checkbook. I just got to communicate with the treasurer, hey, this is what we're spending money on, that sort of thing. So that's what we're looking to do. And I think we should be able to still do this with one account. I know I want to make two different antidots to show operations impact, but I think if it was all pooled from one bank account, that'd be fine. Connor, would you like to talk about your credentials and history?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So as I heard mentioned, I lived in Pennsylvania for the last 13 years and moved to New Hampshire in November. While I was in Pennsylvania, I got my undergraduate in psychology and government and law from Lafayette. I got my MBA from Lehigh University. And then I also taught business at Lehigh University.
Wow.
During that time, I also ran a super PAC, actually, called the Better Money PAC.
Wow.
Which is actually focused on currency and helped, you know, not massive or anything, but, you know, somewhere in the range of $10,000, you know, to support federal candidates. Not wildly successful, but it was nice to have. Been working in the Liberty Movement for somewhere since 2009, roughly. And I work full-time for Liberty. I work for a state think tank called the Yankee Institute in Connecticut. I've also worked with the Commonwealth Foundation, Americans for Prosperity. I raise money for Students for Liberty and various other hustles. But this is basically what I do full-time is try to improve Liberty projects that I care about on particular issues, secession being one of them, obviously. Mm-hmm. One that I was much more excited to do in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, really a non-starter. So all that to say, I also did have my Series 6 and 63, so financial licenses. So I do have a background in finance and also currently operate my own independent nonprofit branch, as was mentioned, investigative journalism, in which I oversee a budget of roughly $550,000 and a team of 4 people.
Wow. Okay. So, I'm very humbled, actually, that you want to participate in our pack. It sounds like you have lots of experience and you'd be a great addition to the team. I'm like, wow, like, I'm so, I'm very, wow, that's definitely would be a huge asset to, sounds to me like this is just a walk, like, just a regular day for you, you're managing finances, so that would, yeah.
You're very kind. Part of what I'd love to make sure I understand too, before I commit to anything, is, you know, just taking a look at the last couple, you know, filings and understanding what the process looks like in New Hampshire. It's likely very different from the federal. I'm sure,
yeah,
I can learn it, but I definitely want to make sure I have a good handle on what the state expects. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, part of what I'd like to be able to bring to this effort generally is just assist with, you know, hey, where's this organization going? What do you want to accomplish? What are the steps to get there? And I see a treasurer generally being able to assist with that, in that, you know, setting financial benchmarks and making sure that the pieces are in place to bring whatever those goals are into a reality.
Okay. Let's make independent New Hampshire a reality, because, you know, I've heard from one of our, I remember we had one candidate last year, Max Abramson. He was a state rep. He got primaried, though, a lot of it, you know, due to I don't know what happened with the seat. It might have been CACR 32. He had lost to the guy who beat him in the primary by only 54 votes in my town. But he's like, you know, $500 can win a state rep spot. So that's, you know, okay. Yeah, I would love to. Let me, I'm going to email you some copies of our filings so you can see what we've filed in the past. Our next filing that's due is May 8th. Now, I'm not going to just dump this whole thing on you, because I'll be working on it over the next week to get it ready for the May 8th filing. And then I'll show you what it's, you know, what it's like, you know. And what town do you live in again?
I'm over in Winchester, so south of Keene.
Oh, all right. So you aren't too far away from Ian and Chris, and you're also not too far away from, you know, so Max San Anastasio, you know him, he ran for, did you met him yet?
I, We've been in the same room, but we have not had any substantive conversations, no.
Okay, got it, yeah. So Matt San Anastasio lives out near where you are. He was one of the, you know, the sponsors of the CACR 32 last year. We sponsored another secession type bill this year about, you know, hey, it's okay for, you know, populations to want to govern themselves. And, you know, Max is a younger brother who supports independence too. So, okay. So you're out west and you're not too far away from some of the other, you know, some of the other guys who have been in the, you know, the community. So, you know, what was one of the cool things that happened this past year with the PAC is, you know, we wanted to go around and find candidates who supported independence. And we found a whole bunch, but we didn't find but we realized that based off of what was popular at the state at the time, right, with the survey from last year, you know, 29% of the states ready to secede today, 42% represent a vote. And, you know, 74% of the state is incredibly dissatisfied with the federal government right now. You know, we formed in the House a nullification caucus with Jason Gearhart as the lead and Matt's in it too, and nearly everybody who we endorse is participating in the nullification caucus and then some as well, because it's nullification, not secession. But it's a great way to reduce to start, you know, the effort against the federal government while we're waiting for the amount of the population that supports independence to actually increase. Like, I don't want to waste time while we're waiting to get to that 51% vote. We want to start devolving from the federal government today, and that's nullification. 80% of the government from the perspective of the Constitution is illegal, but that remaining 20% of the Constitution, you know, that's, you know, if you read the Constitution, you know, government shall have the power to borrow on the credit of the American citizen, and what else? It should have the power to tax. So, you know, the Constitution isn't necessarily a pro-liberty document, but there's a way to use nullification to help advance liberty in New Hampshire and promote state sovereignty in New Hampshire, which is, you know, right now, you know, the goal, the long-term goal, of course, being independence. And that's kind of what your skills would be going towards, moving to help out.
Wonderful.
Cool. All right, let's see here. What do we need for right now? Okay, it looks like your phone number is showing. 90% of life is showing up, they say. Connor shows up to the Nexit meeting. 207-205-9133, that's your number, right?
Correct, yeah. All right, cool. I'll send you my back as well.
Okay, cool. Okay, received. Okay. Received, got the email. Oops, I spelled received incorrectly. I'm going to add you to our NIPAC members chat as well. Now let's get the show on the road.
Kind of hit the road.
All right, then. 207. Okay, added you to our NIPAC group. You can see the other members of the group. Derek Prue, who was ambassador to the New Brunswick Freedom Project, which is about replicating the Free State Project in New Brunswick. Russell Canning is our Southern New Hampshire Community Coordinator. And then not on Signal, at least not yet, is Eric Leighton, who's studying secession for the past 10 years. He lives up in Lancaster. He is... he's, you know, a subject matter expert on secession, so he'll be joining us full time this September. He is finishing a master's degree right now. So that's the pack right now. Now we got five guys. So Russell lives out west near Ian and Chris and Matt and Max as well.
Wonderful.
So. Okay, so you live out in Winchester, out west. So we added you to the group. We got to send you emails with are you also on Telegram?
I I am. I don't think I currently have Telegram on my phone, but I can download it if it's important.
Okay. Not a requirement. We're already in the Signal chat. That's how we like to communicate. We also do a lot of communicating, in, as you've seen in the New Hampshire, you know, in the Independence chat already, because there's obviously individuals who are interested in New Hampshire independence, but who aren't on the PAC, who we like keeping informed of things. So we're kind of, the PAC is, you know, a focal point in New Hampshire independence. So. Okay. So yeah, I got to email you copies of our. Yeah, I'm gonna. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna email you copies. I'm not gonna do that this exact moment while on the call. Chris, you like everything you've heard so far? You've been at this for a while. I mean, some of your buddies are going to. You know, we got some people who are in trouble with the state, so it's worth, you know, seeing you guys. What you like? What you're hearing?
Yeah, I'm loving what I'm hearing.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's get the show on the road. Yeah. Can we shoot this Sunday, May 7th at 2 p.m.? Bo Davis, that's exactly what he's asking for. Sunday. I thought it was Sunday. All right, cool. Cool. Well, Connor, if you want to meet in person, well, I don't know if you want to meet in... Oh, what can we do? Let's see. May 7th.
It'll involve some logistics on my part as well. If you want to just chat on Signal as well, we can find a few dates that would work. But I'm happy to make time.
Yeah, it'd be fun to meet together. Maybe we could all meet up in Weir next Sunday. You know, just while the shoot's going on, I'm gonna sit and talk and socialize a little bit. Yeah, that's I'm liking what I'm hearing. I think it would be an awesome addition. I know when, the time commitment for Treasurer is we just need to keep up on our filings. And then I think we need to sit down and develop. I do need some help and guidance with developing a more robust financial plan. Like I have lots of experience that I've learned so far, but like we need to take the other ideas that people have who have a lot more financial experience than me and you know implement them into the PAC. So okay, cool. I think we're good for now. I don't have anything else. I got things going on this afternoon. I'm trying to do two things at once and that's difficult. Anything else, Connor, for right now?
No. I'm good. I'll look forward to that email, and as soon as I get it and I have some time to review, I'll be back in touch, and I'll really look forward to it. Thanks for connecting me so fast.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thank you for volunteering. 29% of the state believes in independence, and we're acting on behalf of that will. Believe it or not, the independence campaign is bigger than the free state movement. So just keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, you got anything?
Thanks for doing all this, Matt, and keep up the good work.
Cool. Okay, Joe, you're the new guy. I know you're just popping in. Do you got anything to say?
No, as far as resources, I know you guys are doing like the flying around with the banner and all that. Have you ever thought about doing like help a reporter out, for example? Maybe somebody would be interested in picking up any independence related article.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Discussion.
Find a reporter who's looking for a story. Okay.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Maybe that could be, maybe that's something that Ian could announce on his radio show. Like, hey, the next campaign is looking for reporters we're looking for stories to write. I don't know if we would be paying them or if we're looking for freelancers or anyone who's looking to build. I guess that's something to talk about. That's a good idea, though. Ian, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, Ian has a list of reporters already. Usually it's he'll some sort of press release or article that he writes for Keen that then goes out to a list of reporters. And sometimes they pick it up, sometimes they don't. But it is a resource that's there that could be utilized.
All right, sweet. Okay, cool. Good to know. All right. I'm good for right now. I want to prepare these statements to send to Connor for, you know, so we can review them and see what the reports are like. I'm ready to break. If no one else has anything else, I'm going to bounce, guys, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, guys. Connor, good meeting you. We'll talk soon.
Likewise. Talk soon.
All right, say bye.